New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand are calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. That after an investigation made public by the state attorney general this morning found that Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women. Cuomo denied the findings.
I welcome the opportunity for a full and fair review before a judge and a jury, because this just did not happen.
Brian Mann is an NPR reporter in upstate New York who has long covered Cuomo. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
While this was a bombshell report, investigators found that Governor Cuomo engaged in unwanted groping, kissing, and hugging, made inappropriate comments, which created a hostile work environment for women. Some of these accusations were known, but boy, there was a lot in there.
Yeah, this was very detailed. It was damning from start to finish. The presentation from the AG's office this morning was really professional sounding, and it really laid out this broad narrative that Governor Andrew Cuomo created this toxic environment where 11 women were sexually harassed, criminally sexually assaulted, according to their claims. Just a few moments ago, the White House, a spokesperson for the White House, called these allegations abhorrent. And really, that is, you know, the takeaway for a lot of people seeing that information released today.
The New York Attorney General said Cuomo broke federal and state law. Is she going to pursue charges, Brian?
She's not. She said that her job here is done, but she did also say that police departments around New York State, where these alleged sexual assaults were said to have occurred, that they could take it up. So there is a possibility of that. And also, we know that civil cases against Governor Cuomo appear to be moving forward.
After the AG's press conference, Governor Cuomo spoke, and he showed photos of some of the women, among others. How did that come across?
Yeah, you know, it was fascinating to see how he's dug in. This is a moment when his political support is crumbling across New York State and really among Democrats around the country. He tried to push back at these women, saying that they were not credible, that they misunderstood him. He often used the language of feminism, the language of the Me Too movement, really kind of wrapping himself in that mantle. It's going to be very interesting over the next 24, 48 hours to see how well that performance will play.
And Governor Cuomo's behavior was not limited to members of his own staff, right? It extended to other state employees. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. A number of women who met with him at various functions around the state say that he touched their bodies, that he made inappropriate comments. Various women described his behavior as creepy and really laid out very granular details of how he continued to push conversations about their sexual lives, their marital status. The man who is leading the impeachment process against Governor Cuomo in the New York State Assembly also issued a statement today calling these reports disturbing and gut-wrenching. So this really revives this political process, which could lead to Governor Cuomo's removal from office.
So what is the future? What do you see happening?
Right now, he's digging in. But this is a moment when his political support, as I've mentioned, is crumbling. It'll be fascinating to see if anyone steps forward in the next day to say that they still stand by this governor. At this moment, the assembly will be under enormous pressure, Democrats, to say that they're going to take a strong stand on that. So the next day or two, I think, will tell.
Brian Mann, NPR reporter in upstate New York, who has long covered Governor Cuomo. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.